You are listening to مركز الصحابة, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم یہ شادی ہے بے شک محبت کا زینہ یہ شادی ہے بے شک محبت کا زینہ بہاروں کی آمد صبا کا ترنم بہاروں کی آمد صبا کا ترنم نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم یہ فرما ما گئے ہے رسول مکرم.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. ریسپیکٹڈ لسنرز آف مرکز صحابہ, دی وائس آف اہل سنہ والجماعہ, ایز ویل ایز اور لسنرز آف سیریس ایف ایم, وی ویلکم یو ٹو دس پروگرام دی بلس آف میرج. دی ڈیٹ ٹوڈے از دی 8th آف ربیع الاخر 1447. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain sir. All our listeners can send in your messages, your questions to the number 084-786-3132. WhatsApps +27 84 786 3132. The code is +27. Let's welcome Mufti sir. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum maana Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Sahib, Jazakumullah Khairan for joining us. And what is the headlines for today?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatullil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 8th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1447 in South Africa, and in most countries, 90% of the countries of the world, it is the 9th of remember Rabi'ul Akhir 1447. So that first point, let's start on a good note. You see that, so you know what Haji Ahmed Abdi, he takes me here and there's going for about 1.5-2 years, I don't remember, but more than 1.5 years. Allah reward him, reward his wife, his mother. So he took me about 3 months ago or so to a place called Kensington. That's what I remember. And mashallah, so, you know, we had lunch there after Jummah by Dr. Harun Waraji, you see. And so then I asked him that, the son of yours is married. He said, no, son's name is Ahmed, accountant, you see. How old? 25. So I said, bye, you must get married. So I told him, I'm going to announce on the radio. So he said, go ahead. So whether they meant jokingly or not, I don't know. But anyway, so then people heard about it. Today, this morning, I announced Hafiz Adil Fahad, you see, 38 years old. Yesterday in my tafsir, he was there. He comes normally every week. Good youngster. So I told him, you 38 years old, what you waiting for? I'm not announced. He said, yeah, announced. So mashallah, so like that it is, you see. So we announced it. So mashallah, so now today is his. I'm reading the invitation as I received it. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, with the blessings of Allah Ta'ala, we are pleased to announce the nikah of Ahmed, son of Harun and Shamima Waraji. Ahmed, the son of Harun and Shamima Waraji. They from Johannesburg, right? And to who? To Saadiya, daughter of Marhum Hafiz Irshad and Tasneem. So this family also I know. So anyway, the girl's family, lady's family. So Ahmed, son of Harun and Shamima Waraji, and Saadiya, daughter of Marhum Hafiz Irshad. How happy he should be. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus and Tasneem. Wednesday, October the 1st after Isha, 2025. Where? Masjid An-Nur, that's the Markaz, right? So 3 Crown Hood Road, Johannesburg. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this union with love, mercy, and barakah, countless barakah. Ameen, ameen. So we also say ameen, ameen. Now we might be wondering, Maulana Zahid Khan, down Barakat Tuma, how come they got the nikah today? Isn't it a little bit like, so you see, there's a big sheikh. Now you don't know, you must have met him. Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim, you see that? Devla Sahib. Ibrahim, na?
Chi.
Yeah. So Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim, Devla Sahib is in the country and he will perform the nikah. He was in Maputo and all that. Now, you know, the Ijtima is Friday, Saturday, Sunday and all that. So they have a program there tonight, and I think they said all the nikahs must take place tonight, you see. So therefore, this nikah is taking place today there. They want it to be officiated, you see. But Hazrat Maulana, Maulana is, mashallah, 97 years old, you see. Allah, the very great big Ali, mashallah, Allah ta'ala qabool farmai. So we promote all the ijtimas. Last week we promoted the Kelvin, Kelvin ijtima, and this week we are promoting this ijtima. We say open all the masajid for the Tablighi Jamaat brothers and so forth. Like you came from PE, now what does it Maulana say? They allow both groups, isn't it so? And that, but they mustn't tell them, they must. Doesn't make the skill, you see that? And they can stay there, everything, mashallah. So that's what we also saying, the same thing, inshallah. So that's one, yeah, to you, brother Ahmed, to you, Saadia, our brother, sister. From now, right till, you understand, you read Jannat in Qiyamah date. So keep on reading, Rabbana, Hablana, Min Azwajina, Wadhurriyatina, Qurrata Ayun. Ya Allah, grant us such spouses and such children that are the coolness of the eyes. Ahmed, the one I praise Allah. Saadia, Faminhum Shaqiyu wa Sa'id. So Sa'ad means, Sa'ad Saadia means person with good fortune, you see. So the names are very good also. And then keep on reading, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. So before the nikah, we already did in dua for you. Barakallahu lakuma, wa barakallahu alaykuma, wa jama'a baynakuma fil khair. So that's one finish. Now quickly, five items, right? So number one, America shut down. So you harami, pedophile, rapist, you can't run America properly and you want to run Gaza. So how the hell are you going to run Gaza? You see that? So now America is shut down. That everything they argue, Democrats haramis and that Republicans haramis, both refuse. You must remember the what? The ceasefire. Biden's time, they said no ceasefire. This time, Trump's time, they said no ceasefire. So who's the guilty party? Is Hamas guilty or you are guilty, America? Six times, no, you vetoed it. Who committed genocide? Israel, the Amnesty International, the ICC, the ICJ, your Beit Shalim, everybody agreed. But we must disarm. Where in the world you see nonsense, haram, stupidity like this? The people who are the victims, who are oppressed, 600,000, 500,000, half a million, quarter million, you murdered, martyred, and you're telling them disarm. And this is not a thing you want to discuss. You're giving Hamas an ultimatum. In 3-4 days, you must give us answer otherwise. So what the hell is that? And these Arab regimes and Muslim countries, your Saudi Arabia, your Emirates, your Egypt, your Qatar, you must remember Pakistan and your Turkey and whoever else harami took part. A whole lot of them are murtadun and munafikun and khabisun and ghaddarun. And you must tell them I said so. You must remember this type of things. What Muslims these people are? You must remember that. That they don't have the guts to tell Trump, but you are the one who vetoed the ceasefire. Israel is the guilty party and so forth. So no, what happened 2 years ago almost, you see, on the 7th of October 2023. So you put my brothers, sisters, children, 17 years there in the open prison, the biggest prison in the world, open prison. So what Hamas did, you can quote me in any part of the world. We are proud of that, what they did. They sent more than 1,000 jutlas to hell and it was 100% justified. You must remember that. You take what you did from 46, 47, before Israel was established, the Haganah gang, and you must remember Stern gang, and the Heli gang, and how many other gangs they were, and all. How many massacres you carried out? Then from 48 till now, how many massacres? Every day is a massacre in Gaza, Al-Mubarakah, and so forth. So what do you expect people to do? So remember, and your name is stinking in the whole world, remember that. Now the flotilla is in the last stretch. Let's see what you're going to do. You must remember now. So see, non-Muslims, they don't have iman, but they have ghira. They have self-esteem, self-respect. How can we allow their 20,000 plus children, babies, and they're killed? And yet they're justifying it. Tony Blair, George W. Bush murdered and killed over 1 million people in Iraq. That is what you want to do, yeah, and you want to justify it. The whites are the biggest races on earth, remember this. I don't say all, but majority of them. You're an idiot and moron if you don't understand these things. Yeah. You must remember this. We travel so many countries with Allah's help. And that is what we must understand and so forth and so on. So that is, you must remember that what we're saying. That every one of us, we must go and understand this properly, that who's on the right side and who's on the wrong side and so forth. You see, Trump, his son-in-law is Kushner. Kushner is a Pakka Yahudi Jutla Harami. Their only aim is what? They say, kick out all these Palestinians, what? They're like animals for them, as far as they're concerned. And we want the whole Gaza, there's a lot of gas there, there's a lot of oil there, we can open our Ravira there, we can open. So how the world works like this? Iraq, you said, my weapons of mass destruction, you lied, but you know you wanted the oil. Syria, you want the oil. Iran, you want the oil. Everywhere there's oil, you want to be there, and you want to boss everybody around. Well, we got news for you. Majority of the Americans are siding with Palestine, and they're dead against Israel. And they want to kick all of y'all out, because they know that y'all are. See, Trump, now with these tariffs and all that, the inflation rate in America is now spiraling out of control. So we must know what is happening, you know. It's very sad, our ulama, our students, they don't even know what is happening half the time, you understood? I told you, I was in a madrasa and I asked them in Arabic, final year students, more than 50 of them, ma hiya sahyuniya, not one student could answer. So what you studying? So you must remember these things, yeah. In Arabic, I asked, ma hiya sahyuniya, what is Zionism? Not one student knew. So therefore, you know, sometimes it just makes you wonder, what they say in English, it boggles the mind, isn't it? What do you say?
Can't say that, too.
Yeah, what's another way of saying it? So you must remember that. There's another nice word of saying it. But anyway, for us, teacher, it boggles the mind, you understood? There's another one nice way of saying it. So anyway, so that is there. Then last one, very quickly, this our program must start. Now in London, central London, oh, Gandhi is a statue there and he's sitting cross-legged. You know how we sit like this. So they made a statue for him. So you guys must carry this in your news. So you must remember that. So Gandhi is sitting there in a statue. And then you must remember that somebody came and vandalized it, desecrated it. So he wrote there by Gandhi statue, terrorist. He wrote Modi and he wrote the Hindustani. You see, now the Indian government and the High Commissioner and them are levered. Now, obviously, when the things like this happen, whether they have evidence or not, fingers will be pointed to who? To the Muslims, obviously. They'll say, ye koi Pakistani hoga, ye koi Musliman hoga, ye koi ye extremist hoga, and all. You see, that's how the world functions today. But the Jutlas and the Hindus, our worst enemies, Quran said that 1400 years ago and more. We don't say every Jew, we don't say every Hindu, and we don't say that is right also, but I'm giving you the news item and you should carry it. So you must remember these type of things was really happening in the world. Gee.
Tisab, the first question, yo, what advice can we give the brother who's getting married tonight for his first night?
Excellent question. You must remember that the first thing that whenever you guys getting married, so I don't know whether it's taking delivery or it is lay-by business, but we just speak generally. So when you alone with your wife, my brother, and you're getting married now, and the nikah is taken place, so read salat, give the iqamah you, and then you make the imamat, your wife behind you. And the hadith, 2 rakat salat, in Musannaf ibn Abi Shaybah. Write the first term down, Mozaid, it will help you in life. So it is called Laylatu Zifaf. You see that? The wedding night. Sheikh Albani, Rahimahullah, wrote an excellent book, which I have, Adabu Laylati Zifaf. You see that? And second name for the wedding night is Laylatul Bina. We building our new society, our new family, our new phase in our life. Till now I'm single, bachelor, got married, now got wife, then maybe after 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, children will come. So called Laylatul Bina. You see, these are the two terminologies. So that we must write it down in our articles also, inshallah. So we're preparing articles and that for Muslim magazine. So inshallah, that will also come. Laylatul Zifaf and Laylatul Bina for the wedding night. And this is the first sunnah. So what is there? Read salah, 2 rakats in jamaat. Husband will give iqamah, make imamah. Read short surah, I don't have to read na ar-Rahman and some tabarak al-ladhi and all those, waqat al-waqiyah and all that. Second one is this, that you give your wife a gift. You gave her what? Kruger coins. It is famous nowadays. So Kruger coin is also 35,000, 40,000, I think 50,000. So very good. So when you alone with her, give her some money. Tell her, oh honey, take the money. You see that? So from where? You can't just bring things in the Sharia, you have Dalil. So we must remember that the Dalil is this, that it is mentioned, you must remember therein, Mustad Ahmad, when Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidah Aisha came, and so forth to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him milk, for Shariba Labana. You see that? So from there you did use that. Third one, in Musannaf Abdul Razak, you must remember, is mentioned, husband, wife, you alone, and so forth, then you sprinkle water on her, here on the four locks, and so forth, and she must sprinkle water on you. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayraha wa khayra ma fiha, wa a'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ma fiha. Ya Allah, whatever good quality she has, let her share it. Whatever weaknesses she has, protect her and protect me also. And she will do the same. And you see, so you must prepare and learn these du'as. Otherwise, in any language, the translation also. And in that way there, that you must. So you must remember that the wedding night, so that is the third sunnah. First is the salat. And then second one will be the gift. And third one will be this one here. And fourth one, now you're going to sleep and retire and all that. Nam nam kanomatil arus. People, they must fajr salat. How many millions of people must fajr salat? So Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan comes and he whispers in their ear. Sleep, sleep, sleep. Like the bride is sleeping on a wedding night. You see? So like that. So then by the time you wake up, it's already 8 o'clock and all that. So that is your wedding night arus, you see, that bride and so forth. So make intention, you're going to read Fajr Salat on time, you see that. Then any time, wedding night or any other time subsequently in future, before husband, wife become intimate with one another and fulfill the conjugal rights and so forth, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Bismillahi, in the name of Almighty Allah. Allahumma jannibna shaitan, wa jannibi shaitan ma zaqtana. Oh Allah, that save us from Satan, shaitan, and wa jannibi shaitan ma zaqtana. And save the shaitan from our awlad, meaning put shaitan, jannib means put far away, Satan, Lucifer, from the awlad and offspring. Then our children will become salihin, qanitin, pious and good people in Qurrata Ayun. We just busy, bang, wham, thank you ma'am. You see that and so forth. And then you see the children are gustakh, be'adab and so forth. But we ourselves, we never read the dua. So you see, we just make hot and we just get inside. You see that? So that is our trouble. You must remember these things here. So we must learn all these things here. And while we're on this topic, let's just give the other three masdars also. Ittaqid dubur wal haida. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling you, go read chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 222. And that Allah is speaking about the woman's menses. And chapter 2, verse 223. So when your wife is in menses, make sure that from above the navel to below the knees, so just to be precaution, so that portion must be covered, hadith in Abu Dawood, ma fawqal izar. That can also come in the article, you see that? So we must remember these type of things here. So now your wife's habit is 5 days, 6 days, 7 days, Suleiman Mota. So you can't go and fiddle under the fabric. You see that? You say, no, I want to check your size out. The no size business. All that when she's tahira. When she's haiza, so that portion is mamnu. You go above the fabric and clothing. So that's also important. And remember that when she's clean, then only front door back business. No back door business. Kafir Shias, they like back door business. You see? That is Khomeini and all these Kafir Shias, they say, Ityanul Adbar, to commit sodomy with your wife is permissible. Haramis, they are what you expect from them. So, you know, we Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, absolutely haram. You must remember that. You got it? And then today, very, very common, you understood? Every second, third youngster is asking this question. He wants to do oral with his wife. You see that? Sometimes the wife also says she wants to get busy with the husband. You see? So all these type of things haram in Islam. If somebody asks you, Mohana Zahid, that you said oral is not permissible, is haram. Manidda'a shay'an fa'alay dalil. How can you prove it's haram? So what dalil you will give? So you must give these three dalils. Dalil number one, you must say, chap, dalil means proof, evidence. So you must give Fa'idha chapter 2, verse 2, 2, 2. So all two, so very easy. Fa'idha tatwaharna, your wife was in menses, she took her first compulsory mandatory ghusl. Fa'atu hunna, you the husbands go to her, them your wife, min haythu, where Allah Ta'ala commanded, Amarakumullah. So where did Allah command you to go? Chapter 2, verse 2 to 3. Nisa'ukum harthullakum. Hmm. So Allah commanded you. So if you want in legal jargon, you will say, Fa'atuhunna min haythu Amarakumullah. So Allah Ta'ala made this here, you understand, mutlaq. You see that? So it is like unconditional so far. We don't know clear still, you see. Then Allah Ta'ala made it muqayyad. Then Allah said, this is where you must go. You see? فَأَتُوهُنَّ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَمَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ. So only the front door, no back door business. So therefore it's haram that, and even oral is haram in the light of this ayat here. You see that? One. Two, you know, every normal person will know this, when you are aroused, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and let me give you from the hadith, Bulughul Maram, Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who says, I would just touch Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, and the madhi. Madhi is pre, you understand, semen, right? So the pre semen fluid would come out. Kuntu rajulan mazza'a. Mazza mubalagha. I just touch and then the madhi comes out. But now how can I go to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I'm married to his ladli, sahib zadi, beti, sayyidatu nisai, ahlil jannah. So two hadiths come. I told Ammar, you go ask Nabi alayhi salam. I told Miqdad, you go ask Nabi alayhi salatu salam. You see, that what happens in a case like that? So the master alayhi salatu salam said that you must go and waghsil zakarak and watawadda. So from there we prove that the madhi is napak, is najis. You understood? And it breaks the hudu and you have to make istinja and make hudu. But all everybody agrees that pre-seminal fluid, that's a good translation for madhi. So pre-seminal fluid is najis, is impure. So can you take something impure and put in somebody's mouth?
No, never.
So now how do you justify this? You see, so you must use the Quran, use the Sunnah, then you come to the Qadiyya, you come to the Natija. And that is haram, is not permissible. So, but people day and night are watching movies, people day and night are busy with their friends and thus and all that, and they discuss all. She must be broad-minded. He is discussing this issue with another lady who's married because they're playing padel together. So now they playing paddle on the paddle court. When you discuss these issues, then they'll be discussing this paddle business right in the bedroom also. How many marriages broke already? You see that? So you must understand, لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ, how tafiqa fi deen works. So, and then the hadith in Muattama Malik, Imam Malik was a genius, you know. Beautiful hadith he mentions, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ دِينٍ خُلُقًا, every religion got their own features. And إِنَّ لِكُلِّ دِينٍ خُلُقًا وَخُلُقُ الْإِسْلَامِ الْحَيَاةِ, and the unique feature of Islam is haya, shame, modesty, morality, and so forth. إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحْيِ فَاسْنَعْ مَا شِئْتَ, hadith in Mishkat Sharif, everywhere in all that, Mustadah. When you don't have haya, then everything will be legal. You can see today for these people. So we must understand these advices. You got it, my sisters and brothers. Just start firing everywhere. Then after that, you got rifle repairs. You understand? Like the pen company. So you must remember these things.
Chief, that was number 4. So we still got six more.
6 points. So then the whole lesson will get finished. Chief. So you must remember, make salam. Count now. Make salam to one another. Then share the utensils with one another. Smile with one another. Keep affectionate names for one another. Humaira, Ya Aish, Ya Muwafaqa, Ya Binta Siddiq. All that are your dalil for all that. Make dua together. You see that? So that is that. And then, so what else is left there? So, there's one, two more left. You want to give gifts to one another. Tahaddu, tahabbu. And the last one will be that I told you about dua. Read Asma, what dua? Add Asma'ullah al-Husna also. So in Asma'ul Husna, you can read in your hayz also, no problem with that. So inshallah, you practice on these 10 recipes, on these 10 prescriptions, you will have a long, long honeymoon. You see that? Today they say we're going for honeymoon. Today I phoned somebody. He said, you know what? I said, what? He said, half the people in my town are going for Umrah. So then I went to go sleep after that. Then I dreamt I'm going for Umrah. So I dreamt I'm in Ihram and I'm going and all this thing. I don't know, I'm dreaming a lot of things nowadays. So like that, you see. So then people, they go honeymoon, going Malaysia, Maldives, Mauritius, M3. You see, M. Mauritius, Maldives, Malaysia, you see. So when you dream like this, then. So when they come back, then an M for the moon also. So the moon is missing and the honey also is missing. Then all the fighting and rows and ructions and business starts. So you practice on Islam, practice on Iman and Taqwa, then you will have a long, long honeymoon. Quran says that, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. The signs and symbols of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, He created for you from your own species. Allah didn't say, go marry an elephant, Hati mere sati. You understood? So that, imagine Suleiman, you have to marry elephant, what will happen? So you must remember that. So go marry something else. So you marry from your own kind and your own species and all that. You see that? So أَنَ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. Azwaj is the plural of zawj. And in Quranic terminology, the term zawj, أَيُّتْلَقُ عَلَى الذُّكُورِ وَالْإِنَاثِ, is applicable to male and female. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. See, big lesson here, Mawzaid and you, Suleiman. You're still growing up. The first thing in your marriage, you get your wife, you embrace her, she embrace you, it must bring sukoon to you. You live in your house must become a home, and your home must become Darussalam. See how Allah is mentioning the sequence. Your marriage should lead to sukoon. See Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. Ya Allah, I'm in Jannat, Ya Allah. But now I'm lonely, no wife, no life. You see that? So Allah says, okay, Allah knows everything. But Allah wants, He must speak also. So وَالَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا. So He, Almighty Allah, created you, you see, from one person, one personality, and that is Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. And then Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala made from him, from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, his wife. We say from the left rib and all these things here, as mentioned in the hadith, in Mishkat, in various, and so forth. Quran is telling you also. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. So therefore, then what Allah says, لِيَسْكُنَ إِلَيْهَا. You see that? So then you will get sukoon, peace, tranquility, and so forth and so on. So that is what we must learn, that marriage must bring sukoon. So how will you know they got sukoon, these two parties? You see that? So you will see that the husband now, his weight is increasing because he's getting nice food, nice this, nice that, nice pudding, nice dessert, you see, and all these things here and all that. So you must remember that. So when he's getting all these kind of things here, then she also will increase. You'll see now she's expecting and that. Chapter 7, Surah A'raf, and verse number 189. You'll see. لِيَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. Yeah, Allah speaks of the Ummah. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. Chapter 30, Surah Rum, verse 21. So you must remember chapter 30, verse 21. So first the sukoon will come, and then you married, and now you are adjusting both parties. So وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً. Then Allah will bring love for you. So in the first year, second year, third year, you will say, oh my darling, oh my sweetheart, oh my poppy, oh my John, I love you, she will say for you. Now you married 30, 40, 50 years, what do you have to make every day, I love you? And then, so now you will say, mawaddatan wa rahmah. So now the mercy takes. My wife, she was sick, she was ill, and she put the scarf on her head, everything, but she came and cooked the food for me. So how can you forget all the sacrifices she made? And she must think that the husband was sick, but he still went to work. Why? So that now we must have enough money for the water, for the lights, and the food, and rental, and expenses for the wife, and expenses for the children. وَلَا تَنْسَهُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. See everything in Quran. Don't forget the grace you all did for one another, the extra mile you went for one another. So write that verse also down, very important, you see. We can use all that in our article, you must remember. That husband-wife is not a dictatorship like some people think and say. It's nonsense that. There's no dictatorship, it's a partnership. هُنَّ لِبَاسُ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسُ لَهُنَّ. You see, chapter 2, verse 187. And yes, the women have rights similar to that of the men, but the men are higher, one degree. وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةً. Chapter 2, verse 228. So the man will be the amir, the head of the family, head will be the captain. And they will be one degree above. They must make infaq and spend on the wife and children. Wife is millionaires. She spends, she's just doing a favor. It's not compulsory upon her. So that is what we must remember. That's the meaning of that. Then, وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Surah 2. Verse number 237. So we must remember that. وَلَا تَنْسَهُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. So these are all Quranic verses and so forth. And in Nafi, now Quran is telling us about this. First sukoon, then love, then mercy, compassion. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. In that there are signs for people who are wondering, pondering, reflecting. So see that? So that is what Islam teaches us. Chapter 30 and verse number 21. So there's ayat there. So we must write all this down. All you appas and papas and all of them, write it down. So that you know what to teach your children and your students and so forth.
Mufti Sahib, a person says here, the Kruger coin price this morning is 71,000 riyal.
SubhanAllah.
Adil Kaji, Newcastle. Maybe Mufti Sahib knows.
Yeah, very well. Hafiz Adil Kaji is another guy we have to get married also. A handsome guy, tall guy, and his Hafiz also. His istikhara is going on for 2-3 years now. Adil, you must come fetch me for the Jalsa for Newcastle. I'll speak to you afterwards. So, inshallah. What he said? 71,000. That's for a full ounce. Yeah, so we give half ounce. You see that? Where Suleiman is to get money for full ounce and all? So you give half ounce, you see that? So you must remember 36,000. So that is all right. So like that you give. So 36,000, the Mahar Fatima is also 36,000 around there, 36,000 around there. So tik che chal jayega, you see? So you must remember that.
It's 40,000. Mahar Fatimi.
Oh yeah, the gold price now is gone through the roof. It's gone over 4,000 rand, I think now. No, remember? And then with this Trump, the shutdown, you go more and more and so on.
Mufti Sahib, my husband stops us from going to weddings, but he goes to mix gala dinners and plays pedal.
So you must remember, your husband is a munafiq. According to Quran and Hadith, such people are munafiq. أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ. You command people do good, but you forget yourself. So for yourself, you got different laws. And for your wife and family, you got different law. So people like that, you must remember, munafiqeen are hypocrites and so forth. You must remember that. So they play the tune. They know you can't go wedding and this type of stuff. That's right. You can't go wedding nowadays because why all the nudity, music, intermingling photos and all. Today's right. But when he goes play pedal and all that, maybe with other women, go gala, dinner and all that, then he justifies it. So that also is haram. So we must teach him all these things here also. So remember, in Islam, you can't have double standards and all that. So that will leave for all these crooked politicians and so forth and so on. So go show him this Quranic verse and he must know about it. أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ. So what Allah Ta'ala says? Allah Ta'ala says that you are the one. You're commanding people, but you forget yourself in the process and so forth. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Can't you use your brains? So remember chapter 2, verse number 44. You got it? Chapter 2, verse 44. So what he's doing is haram. Start ta'aleem in your house. Riyadu Salihin, the works of Hazrat Shaykh, Hazrat Muhammad, Muhammad Zakariya, all the fazail, and inshallah, and read Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud, and Rabbana Hablana min Azwajina wa Zurriyatina Qurrata Ayun, and read, you must remember, the Asma'ullah al-Husna, Ya Wadud, and others, and inshallah, Allah will turn the negative to positive and give out charity daily, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, a person says, after my daddy has passed away, my husband and I moved in with my mom and we're looking after her. No help from the siblings. What do I do? There's no help at all, financially, emotionally, absolutely nothing.
So whose mother are we speaking about? The lady's mother or the father, the husband's mother?
The person says, yeah, after my dad passed away.
So it means the husband's mother.
The wife's mother, seems that.
So very good. So you must remember that you must say, Alhamdulillah. So that you got the sole responsibility to make khidmat of your mother. So ye to jannat ka maana hai. Your siblings are not interested, leave them. You must say Allah has selected you. So take it an honor for you and make shukr to your husband that he is allowing all this here. So it's you, sister, your husband, your mother. So you must make khidmat daytime, lot for your mother. Nighttime, make khidmat for your husband. And tahajjud time and other time, wake up and say, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta sami'ul alim. You must never complain. You must be very happy this has happened. That's so. I told you my story. 100 times we told you, but you got new listeners. I got 10 brother-in-laws. You see, 8 of them passed away. Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. Only 2 left. So Muhammad Bhai is 93 years old now. And our Hashim Mota, Haji Hashim. So he is 78 years old also, you see. So all well advanced, mashallah. So other 8, Rahimahullah, 8 passed away. So by that time, they all were there, 10. And my mother-in-law blind. So I told my wife, you must call your mother here. And you must make khidmat of her. Ye jannat ka maana hai, you see. So when we moved here, then she came here. She spent 7-8 months here of her life. And then she passed away here. So now what the people will say? Leave what the people say. So we must know, Mokai Shanasi, Mardam Shanasi. On one occasion, what to say and who you're speaking to. And you know me, I make the little joke also. So Monona and Suleiman. So I told her, they say they Mehman, but they speak Gujarati. That beats me, you know. But anyway, me, I don't get involved in all these things. She's my ustad. She taught me Gujarati. You see that? So I said, Kala, now you're staying here in my house here to kiraya bhi to devanu chhe. You have to pay rental also. You say, kariwa chhe, 100% I have to pay. So she asked me, kiraya ketlu chhe, how much kiraya rental? I say, every day. My career was starting, you know. We have this channel Islam and all that, you see. So I said, every day you must read 2 rakat salat for me. So every day when I have to come back from channel, I ask the kiraya, bharigi ho, it's done. He said, number one, take you. You see? I said, very good. You see? Mm. So for you, sister, to see jannat kamana hai, way. Al-jannatu tahta qadamil ummahat. In Mishkat Sharif, inna al-jannata inda rijliha. Under your mother's feet is jannah. Kiss your mother's hand, make khidmat from your heart, take all her du'as and so forth. Don't complain, my brother, sister's not interested, and leave them. They mahroom, they deprive themselves, and mother is no more. Ma to garki nurani batti hai. When the last week Friday we were here, where we were? Oh yeah, the sandalwood, first of my life I went there. So Masjid Aisha, then we lunch, we went to Binoni, Imam Musa Akudi. So Imam Musa said, all these children and ladies, they all listen to you. Give some advice. So I gave mark on here, you see. Then we made dua and all this. So that is a mother. And ni'matu idha fuqidat urifat. When that ni'mat is gone, then only you will appreciate. But it's too late. So you must be making shukr, sister, remember that. Never complain.
Mufti Sahib, what du'as can we read for a marriage that has gone sour?
So remember, du'a alone is not going to work. Take paper, you wife, take paper, you husband, write down your positive, write down your negatives, and then see how you can meet one another halfway. That is what Quran is saying. وَإِنِ امْرَأَةٌ خَافَتْ مِنْ بَعْلِهَا نُشُوزًا أَوْ إِعْرَاضًا فَلَا جُنَاهَا عَلَيْهِمَا أَنْ يُصْلِحَا بَيْنَهُمَا صُلْحًا. When you, the wife, you see the husband now, he's deserting you, he's not showing interest in you. He found his secretary, he found some of the girlfriend or the street lady and that more attractive, because he himself maybe became khabis and impure and immoral, you see that? So we must remember these things here. Then you must try your level best. That what you do, you win him over. Fala junah, leave all the maulanas and jamiats, the two of you. Fala junah alayhima ay yusliha baynahuma sulha. You must try your level best to reconcile. Wasulhu khair, and reconciliation is the best, Quran says. But for reconciliation, you can't give ultimatum like Trump and all these haramis. Your husband must also change. Your wife also must change. So take your strong points together and then you will go forward. Weaknesses, you must admit, this is my weakness. This is what I'm wrong, you see. And you also must admit this is your wrong. And so, say, no, we'll change. We'll ask Allah. We'll make dua together. So when you do that, wa uhdiratil anfusu shuh. Nobody wants to just give, you see, that there. Everybody is stingy. That no, this. They say, you're wrong, I'm not wrong. No, both parties are wrong. Then when you have ihsan, you go the extra mile, you have taqwa, Allah will let it happen. Chapter 4, verse number 128. You see that? So that is what you must do. So, and then you read, Rabbana hablana min azwajina, you read, ya wadudu, ya wadudu. And inshallah, then Allah ta'ala will make easy. Today is Wednesday. So in the afternoon, inshallah, so you must remember, will be du'as accepted after zuhr. And Maulana, don't forget now, today one friend of mine also is going. Hundreds, what hundred? Thousands of people are going. Therefore, I give both dates. What the date today, Maulana Zahid Khan, Damat Barakatuh?
8th.
So, yeah, in the world, 99%, 95% is the 9th. Tomorrow is 10th. You see that? Tomorrow is 10th. So you must remember tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, Suleiman is what? Laylatul Jumu'ah. And it is Igyarvi Sharif. You'll know what is Igyarvi Sharif. Hazrat Pirane Pir, Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahimahullah, his Milad Mubarak, you must remember, was on the first Ramadan. And when he was born in the year 470 after Hijrah. When he passed away, 11th Rabiul Akhir. And then the year 561, 91 years old. So now the people, they go there in their thousands. So I was there in 2000 when I saw all the haram and the bidat going on there. So when the people call it Igyarvi Sharif, there's no term like that in Islam. So that, so tomorrow our topic is that. That's what I want to say. Understood? It's a nice topic. So what is Hazrat Pirani Pir? What was his teachings? What was his legacy? He followed the Hanbali school and all these things there. I was 100% inshallah waliullah, but all that's going on now, so there is big drums there. So we went there the 9th night, the 10th. When the 11th night came, they called me. Qasrul Rashid, we stayed there. You see, Funduk Rashid. So the best hotel in all Iraq. Oldest is in Baghdad. They call Baghdad Sharif, you see. Iraq is a fascinating country. Great history. Abbasid ruled there for 525 years. Anbiya buried there, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. We starting with Surah Yunus, you must remember today. Sahaba buried there, you must remember that. Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu anhu, and all of them. So today we're doing Surah Yunus verses 1 to 3. So 1 to 3 are the verses we are doing, you must remember that. And we're starting today. So, and then the great fuqaha, jurors, Imam Abu Hanifa is buried there, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is buried there, Imam Abu Yusuf is buried there, millions of others we don't know also. Awliyaullah, Pirani Pir, Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qahar Jilani, Hazrat Junaid, but all this we saw and all these things. Only Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, we didn't see, we didn't go that side. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's martyrdom, he's buried there as well. So like that, you must remember, the list goes on and on and on, you must remember. Fascinating it is. So we'll discuss that, you know. So thousands of people from... So then what I did, Mohazahid, that when they came and called me, so I told them, I did what... I didn't tell them straight. I told them in my mind, فَنَّذَرَ نَذْرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ. I said, I'm not coming, I'm sick. So they went away. Stood. They say, you missed the main night. So I say, yeah, I know. You understand? What was I going to do there when you guys do half the thing? What half, three quarters of the things beat? With my own eyes, I saw a South African. He don't read Salat facing Qibla. He faced Hazrat Pirani Pir and he read Salat. People making ruku and sajda and what you must remember. Hazrat Pirani Pir never taught all these things. Yeah? So we must practice on the proper teachings, not what people tell us to do and so forth and so on. So anyway, this is becoming Saddam's time already. Wherever the awliya, Junaid Baghdadi and all of them are buried, Hazrat Pirani Pir and Imam Abu Hanifa and go see the mazarat, immaculate conditions. Because why? When you come out from there, the box is ready. Fagalomali. You see? Put money inside. You must remember. It's a tourist paradise. You must remember this kind of thing. People, I don't regret that, you know. Wonderful trip it was. So if I could go again, I'll go again. There's one, two countries I still want to go, you know. But now we tired also now, inshallah. So anyway, we went with Allah Shukr and so forth. So that's what I want to tell you. So Wednesday afternoon, our duas are accepted. So make dua. Your marriage is on the rocks. The husband is in the docks. So there. Never lose hope in Allah's mercy. Learn to speak to Allah. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. You see that? So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will bring you. Not only the bodies nearer, Allah will bring the hearts. Once the hearts meet, then they have unity of thought. Once you have unity of thought, then you can go through the turbulence together. You go through the waves together. Me and my wife, how many times turbulence, how many times waves and all that. We went to story time now. We went to Tanzania, Dar es Salaam. Then from there, we went by that boat, ship, you see, like that. It's a nice name they use for it. So, you understand what you call it. Anyway, so that guy, he put us in the first car safely. So that very nice, you see. So we go, like how we went Argentina, Brazil, and Uruguay. What a smart boat and all that. Right in the sea you're going and all that, you see. First class and all those things. Twice I went that also. Magnificent that was. So like this you go. So now the waves come and you're going up and down. So then we flew in by boat, you see, to Zanzibari. The Arabs first time they saw dark looking people. So Zanzibar, Bar is the land and Zanz is African people. You see, so that's how it came, Zanzibar. Then there you meet sheikhs and all that. They say you must go see Sahaba. I say, where's Sahaba? You say Petra or somewhere. Not Petra, Petra is Jordan. There's another place there. Just Google it, Suleiman. So just put there in Zanzibar, there's another place there. It starts with the P, you understand? But we went by planes. 15 minutes, 20 minutes by planes, you see? So this time there. From Zanzibar further up, but it starts with the P. So just look for it there. So we went there, a jeep vans. That water, I never saw water like that. All blue, blue color and turquoise color and all that. So I told my wife, must be Sahaba Barijim. We never saw the graves, but the ulama there, they say that, you see that. So it's just 15, 20 minute flight, you see. Now, you know, me, I must go make some chakkar and all that. So I see one Katarov. You know what's a Katarov, Mona? You must learn all these terms. We saw one Katara boat. Katara boat is a clock boat, you see. No life jacket, no nothing. So he say, why are you going? He said, yeah, come, I'll take you. So we pay him everything, all that. So then we go. Now we're coming back. Now the water, you found something, Suleiman. So just put them in Zanzibar, and above that is another island, and it starts with a P. You understood? Then they'll tell you, understand. So this thing, so Petra, I got mixed up, that's in Jordan. So it's also with a P. So anyway, so now we're coming back. Now the water is coming in the boat. This guy here, he's taking that bucket of his and throwing the water out. I can see what he's doing. So, Pemba. So, maybe Pemba, yeah. So, maybe. But Pemba, I think, is this side also. So, anyway, it'll come here. Say, maybe Pemba, I'm not sure. You know, so we start with the P. So, I must remember that. Isn't Pemba in Mozambique side? It's opposite there. Yeah. So then it will be Pemba then. So we went there, you see. Now we're coming back. Now the water is coming inside the boat. And there's nothing we got, you see. We can't swim, first of all, and this time. So I told my wife, just sit quietly and don't panic. And just keep on reading, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. And Allah will bring us. So then he brought us. So that water is smiling now. We need safety. You understood? So that's the meaning of Katara boat, you understood? All croc things they use there. What they, as long as they make money, what they worry, you understood? So like that, so you go through the turbulence together, you go through the waves together, and you go through the potholes in South Africa together. You see? But you must have unity, husband, wife, then you can conquer a lot of things with Allah's help and mercy. So that is how it works. Our time is up now. So, inshallah, what is our brother's name? Ahmed Waraji. And inshallah, his wife-to-be is Saadiyah. So, inshallah, after Isha tonight, day in the Marcus, Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Devla Sahib will perform the nikah. So, make dua for them, make dua for all our youngsters and our middle-aged guys like our Suleiman and all of them. Suleiman, what's your age now? 40? 38? Yeah, 38. So, there's almost 40. So now he also wants to get married, bichara. So anybody you got, so you got there for him, you see. So you can settle down, inshallah. So it's a big worry, actually. So we must get all of them married and so forth. The biggest responsibility for parents now when children grow up is to get them married. You must remember that. Hammul banat, remember the saying, you mazaid. Hammul banat ilal mamat. When you have daughters, you have to worry about them from now right till death. Will they get good husbands? Will they have good children? There mustn't be rows and ructions and all that and upside down things, you know. So there's big worry there. So this is a nice saying. No, it's not hadith, it's saying, Hammul banat ilal mamat. Chalo, that is our program for today. Make dua for Gaza, especially this afternoon, and for the Ummah at large. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti Sahib, some people say they didn't do the first night properly, so they want to get another wife.
I told them, I agree.
From us in the team, we say Jazakumullah khairan. Next we go for the news. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.